بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث we did yesterday عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال آيات المنافق ثلاث: إذا حدث كذب، وإذا وعد أخلف، وإذا أؤتمن خان. متفق عليه. وفي رواية: وإن صام وصلى وزعم أنه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the signs of a munafiq are three. The first sign is إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ, when he speaks he lies, he doesn't speak the truth, he is dishonest in his speech. So this is the first sign of a munafiq. The second is وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ, when he makes promises he goes against his promise. So whatever he's promising, whatever he's promising that he'll deliver, whether it's a matter of delivery, whether it's a matter of payment, whether it's a matter of doing the work, or whether it's a matter of just fulfilling rights that the person has promised, whatever it is, he's going against it. And the third is وَإِذَا أُؤْتُمِنَ خَانَ, when this person is given something in trust to look after, when he's entrusted with a job, when he's entrusted with a position, when he's entrusted as the imam, whereas he's entrusted, Allah has entrusted him as the father of the house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted him with employees under his work, whatever he's entrusted with, this person khana, he betrays the trust, he doesn't look after the trust as it ought to be looked after. So all this will come under the signs of a munafiq, that he's not careful as far as these things are concerned. And in another riwayat, وَإِنْ صَوْمَ وَصَلَّ, it may be so that this person is fasting also, he performs his salah also, وَزَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمْ, he even claims that he's a Muslim. In other words, he's with the Muslims, he does his actions and he mixes with the Muslims, everything with the Muslims, but he has these traits in him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us these are the traits of him. How much we have to be careful of these things. Today is another hadith, the hadith by Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, popular hadith where the meaning is very deep, very pertinent to us. And Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu qal hadathana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadithain qad ra'aytu ahaduhuma wa ana antadhir al-akhir hadathana anna al-amanata nazalat fi jadri qulubi al-rijal thumma nazal al-Qur'an fa'alimu min al-Qur'an wa'alimu min al-Sunnah. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned two hadiths. I saw one of them unfold and I'm still waiting for the second part or the other part of the hadith to unfold. Then he mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, first of all, Hudhayfa mentions that إِنَّ الْأَمَانَةَ حَدَّثَنَا, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that this amanat, it settled in the heart of them people. In other words, deen, Islam, etc. As we mentioned, amanat includes many, many things. It demonstrates and it exposes itself by virtue of a person's trustworthiness, his honesty, as far as the amanadari is concerned, but it also includes imaniyat. So he said this iman, it settled, this amanadari, it settled in the hearts of the people. ثُمَّ نَزَلْ الْقُرْآنِ, then Qur'an came down, they learned Qur'an, they learned sunnah. ثُمَّ حَدَّثَنَا أَنْ رَفِعْ amana. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us about a time when this amanat will be taken away. Then he mentions يَنَامُ الرَّجُلُ نَوْمَةً فَتُقْبَدُ الْأَمَانَةُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. A person will go to sleep, and he'll go for a small sleep and his amanat will be taken out from his heart. One explanation. Another explanation ulama give, that the person goes to sleep and he becomes temporarily unconscious about being careful about his speech. He becomes unmindful for a short while. He thinks it's okay if I'm not too honest, if I speak a white lie, or if in this particular instance we just bypass the rules of honesty and trustworthiness. So for that moment, momentary lapse, as far as being careful, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this amanat will be snatched from his heart. فَيَذِلُّ أَثَرُهَا مِثْلَ الْوَقْتِ, and there remains, and the traces of it will remain like a small trace. You know, how when you burn somebody, it leaves a small black mark. When you burn something, it leaves, with a candle, you'll see a small black mark on the piece of wood, or piece of paper, or a person gets burnt on his hand, a small black mark, so mithla, it'll leave a small trace on him. ثُمَّ يَنَامُ النَّوْمَةَ فَتُقْبَدُ الْأَمَانَةُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ, then the person will go to sleep again. One explanation. Another explanation, again he'll continue being unmindful about being careful of amanat. فَيَظَلُّ أَثَرُهَا مِثْلَ أَثْرِ الْمَجْلِ كَمَجْرِدٍ دَحْرَجَتْهُ عَلَى رِجْلِكَ فَنَفِطَ فَتَرَاهُ مُنْتَبِرًا وَلَيْسَ فِيهِ شَيْءٌ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, now he becomes continuously unmindful about being honest, and then it will leave such an effect on him like a blister. The example Rasulullah gives is like a blister. When a person puts his foot on a hot piece of coal and then he rolls his foot on that coal, a blister forms on his foot. And then Rasulullah SAW saying that rista, it shows a lot, it inflates itself, it becomes big, as though it's got a lot to offer. But inside that blister, obviously we know, there's nothing but pus and dirt inside. So a person's speech will be like that, it'll be fancy. On the outside, he'll promise you everything. Promise you this, I promise you that. So it'll be inflated like that blister. But inside is nothing but lies and deception. And everything that is untrue inside there. So Rasulullah is mentioning how a time will come when the speech will be flowery, when things will be promising, but inside is nothing. So this is an example. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on, فَتَرَاهُ مُنْ وَلَيْسَ فِيهِ شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ أَخَذَ حَصَاةً فَدَحْرَجَهُ عَلَىٰ رِجْلِهِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a piece of pebble and he rubbed his foot on it to physically demonstrate to Sahaba what he means. Obviously, he was saying that a person will rub, like a person rubbing his foot on coal. Here Rasulullah SAW took a piece of stone and he rubbed his foot on the stone to show Sahaba. One thing ulama teach from here, tell us from here, is that the best way to teach somebody is practical. Practical demonstration. Or practical, how they have, they call it practicals in school. The best way to demonstrate something to anybody is practically. So Rasulullah SAW, after telling them that, he took a stone and then he rubbed his foot also to do a practical demonstration to them what he means. فَيُصْبِحُ النَّاسُ يَتَبَايَعُونَ فَلَا يَكَادُ أَحَدٌ يُؤَدِّي الْأَمَانَةَ حَتَّى يُقَالَ إِنَّ فِي بَنِي فُلَانٍ رَجُلًا أَمِينًا. Then Rasulullah SAW said, people will continue trading. They will continue trading. And it will become such a time that you won't find one person that is truthful in the business. In the business world, you won't find even one person that is honest. Until it will be such a stage, it will be almost like you can't find one person who is honest until there comes a stage where a person tells you, in that particular tribe, that particular person, there is one particular person who is honest. In other words, it will be very rare to find an honest person. So you can almost ask somebody, you know somebody, he'll tell you, you know what, that particular person in that town, or I know that person, he's an honest person, you're going to deal with somebody, deal with him. Or get him to do your work, that person is very honest. Almost as though you can count the honest people on your fingers. So bad things will become. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hatta yuqalu lirajuli ma ajladahu wa ma adrafahu wa ma aqalahu wa ma fi qalbihi mithqalu habatin min khardalin min iman." Until it will said that such a person, talking about another person now, such a person is so strong, he's so smart, he's so clever, he's so smooth in his ways, in his dealings. People will start using people like that, who can get the things done sideways, crooked ways, whatever ways. Ma aqalahu, how intelligent it is, this person can work a plan for us. People will start using that. وَمَا فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرَدَلٍ مِنْ إِمَانٍ. But that person who they're using and they're praising and they're saying he can make a plan, he doesn't even have an iota of iman in his heart. But they're using that type of people to get work done. Then Rasulullah ﷺ said, وَلَقَدْ أُوتِيَ وَلَقَد أَتَى عَلَيَّ زَمَنٌ. Sir Huzaifa رضي الله عنه says that وَلَقَدْ أَتَى عَلَيَّ زَمَانٌ وَمَا أُبَالِ أَيُّكُمْ بَايَعْتُ لَإِنْ كَانَ مُسْلِمًا لَيَرُدُّنَهُ عَلَى دِينِهِ وَإِنْ كَانَ نَصْرَانِيًّا أَوْ يَهُودِيًّا لَيَرُدَّنَّهُ عَلَى سَاعِهِ. So Huzaifa رضي الله عنه says that if a person was a Muslim, we didn't care. At one, there was a stage where we did business, but we didn't care. We did business with a Muslim, we did business with a non-Muslim. It didn't matter to us. Because if you were doing business with a Muslim, لَيَرُدَّنَّهُ عَلَىٰ دِينِهِ. His Islam was sufficient to make him be honest. His Islam was enough for him to make him be an honest person. This will cause him to do the right thing, the fact that he's a Muslim. And if he was a non-Muslim, then the laws of the government were such that the government's laws will make sure that this person does it, or his superior, whoever was his superior, will ensure that this person delivers what he's supposed to deliver. He's honest as far as keeping up to his promises and delivery, etc. is concerned. وَأَمَّا الْيَوْمِ Huzaifa radiallahu anhu is saying this at that time. He's saying, as for today, فَمَا كُنْتُ أُبَايِعُ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا فُلَانًا وَفُلَانًا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. As Huzaifa radiallahu anhu is saying, as for today, I can't do business with everybody except with this person or that person. In other words, I can only do business with few people today. I can't do business with everybody. Times are so bad, so many people are doing us down, that we can only do business with a select few. Whereas there was a time that I saw myself, I could do business with anybody. So this is how bad he was saying in that time. So you can imagine what the situation is now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all this amanat dari. This is something which is very, very important. The mere fact that it has been prescribed to be going away closer to the time of Qiyamah is sufficient to tell us how bad it is not to be honest in the person's dealings. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.